Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January the 3rd. Welcome to 2022. Overnight, we had March corn up 4.25 cents, 597.5. March wheat up 3 cents, 773.75. And March beans up 20 cents at 1359.5. The meal was up $7, oil up 55 ticks, which all added to the strength in the beans. We did not see any exports again here this morning. The weather pushed these markets higher with basically Brazil okay. Southern Brazil could use some rains. Northern Brazil, they had two dams break because of the rains, and there'd be some flooding there. But the big problem is the Argentinian weather is still dry. They look to get maybe a few raindrops tomorrow, but temperatures in mid-90s, nothing into the hundreds that I really see, or very little. But it's still dry there and hot, and that's what's moving the beans back up here again today. Now, offsetting that, we've got crude oil down 75 a barrel now. It's more than $2 off its overnight highs, so that may play onto the bean oil, though it didn't on Friday. When the crude oil broke, the bean oil still closed higher on the day. But we've got silver down 60 cents, gold down $20, so the metals may weigh on this thing here a little bit. The dollar's back up 40 ticks, right at 96 cents, 40 off their lows, so that's a little bit bearish as well. Our winter wheat looks okay. We've had some snow cover and moisture in Nebraska and Kansas, so that's a little bit helpful out here. But overall, if we can close these markets higher here today, that's always a good sign when you start the markets up right after the new year. So if we can do it literally 2 days in a row with two higher closes, then I'd say we've got a continuation of this bull trend. If we don't, if we start closing lower than we were on Friday night, then I think we might have a little issue here that maybe the market's a little overbought. Funds are still long 340 corn. I've got them long about 33 beans. Excuse me, I've got them short 33 wheat, long 74 beans, long 46 meal, and 45 oil. So they're long everything except the wheat, and we'll see if they want to move some positions here in the first week of the new year. Usually it'll happen about the fifth or sixth trading day, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But overall, as we're talking, the dollar's making new highs at 96.05 of 45 ticks. That could weigh on these grains out here. And even though we had strong prices overnight, I'm not sure corn or wheat will close higher. If they don't close higher, I think that's a little bit of an indication that this market's tired, though the beans could be on their own with the dryness in Argentina. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.